For Women's History Month, this is a woman composer portrait with Catherine Michel. Grace Williams was a Welsh composer who lived from 1906 to 1977, and she occupies a position of first importance in the history of music in Wales. She came from a musical family and fondly remembered the days when she played violin in a family trio. After studying at the University of Cardiff, she went on to the Royal College of Music. She studied with Ralph Vaughan Williams and then went to Vienna to study with Egon Velitz. Returning to London, Williams taught at the Camden School for Girls and composed music. At the Camden School, she was responsible for arranging and producing a variety of school opera performances. Benjamin Britten helped her to establish herself as a composer in London, but she declined an invitation to become his assistant. They remained close friends throughout the 1930s, commenting on and criticizing each other's works, as well as going to the opera and cinema together. Williams remained in London for 20 years before returning to Wales after World War II, where she spent the rest of her life, living in a self-contained apartment in her parents' house. Although she had developed a relationship with a Polish man during the war, she never married, claiming it would be unfair of her because music was her first love. Grace Williams was highly self-critical. On May 10, 1951, she wrote in her diary in red ink, "Day of destruction. Examined all my music manuscripts and destroyed nearly all which I considered not worth performing. A four-movement symphony for full orchestra, complete in 1943, was one victim of these occasional purges, although the scherzo has survived. It was some 13 years before the composer attempted a second symphony. It was completed in 1956 and revised in 1975. It is a four-movement work. The third movement was the first to be composed. Here's what she wrote about it to her friend Elizabeth McConkie. Have at last got down to my second symphony, just finished the sketch of the scherzo, and started the slow movement. I have been in despair over it. Thought I was past it and ought to give up the commission. Then I did get going on this scherzo. Now I've finished the sketch. I think it adds up quite logically and sounds alive, even if it is a bit of an ugly duckling." This symphony is a powerful and expressive work, sometimes achingly beautiful, sometimes militant. It ends a bit abruptly, but it is totally interesting throughout. Women's History Portraits can be heard every day at this time during the month of March on